Hey guys, welcome back to Luke Into Leukemia. My name is Nick, and this is episode 6 of the podcast. So, sadly, this is going to be the last episode that I have planned for now. I've already gone through the majority of the content that was my experience. So, it's been really great to be able to share with everyone what I went through and share my story, maybe positively impact, inspire others. And I'm just eternally grateful for the platform that I've been given and able to even be here today. So right now, this is all I have planned for the podcast, but who knows what the future holds, and there may be more, there may not be. But that being said, this episode is going to be about life after leukemia and some of the lessons that I learned. So there's a lot to dive into here, but I just wanted to say that this episode doesn't really have a narrative to it. I'm not telling a story like I was in the first 3 episodes. It's similar to the last episode where I'm just sharing my vulnerable thoughts with you guys and some of the things that I personally feel and experience. So I just wanted to let you guys know that, but we'll go ahead and get into it. I'm going to start by telling you guys a little bit about what my life has been like after leukemia so far and what I anticipate and plan for the rest of my life. So I'll go ahead and start by just posing a question, one that I've struggled with to understand. It's sort of a rhetorical question, but the question is, how do you just go back to life after leukemia? After everything I've been through, how can I just go back to being a normal person? It's hard. Just like any traumatic event, it's really difficult to just move on and process everything healthily and continue, essentially. And that's something that I've really struggled with. I am back at work now. I work part-time at Amazon in the warehouse, and I am back at school. I'm a full-time student again, and I'm hanging out with some friends. I actually went on a trip a few weeks ago up to the mountains, the Smoky Mountains, with my friends, and that was awesome because I'd never seen mountains before, so I'm really blessed to be able to do that. But all of this that I've done so far, it's been hard. It has been really hard to just even live life normally. It's just carried such a gravity that I never felt before, and I certainly didn't feel before my cancer. And that gravity comes from mostly 2 different things. And those 2 things are, I have a little bit of social anxiety now. I won't lie, isolating yourself over the course of a year and then seeing a lot of people at one time and everyone wants to talk to you, and you know, you're normal. It's a hard transition, for me at least. And the second thing is a little bit, I don't want to say worrying, but more conscious and concerned about germs and things around me that can get me sick. So I'm well aware of the state of my immune system. My counts look healthy now, but because I had the bone marrow transplant less than a year ago, my immune system is very sensitive and it's very new. So all of the diseases that were vaccinated against as children, I got those vaccines as a kid. But because I have the new immune system, those are wiped away. They're void. They're not there anymore. So I have to get all of those childhood vaccines again. And on top of worrying about, not necessarily worrying, but being aware of getting those, I also have to be extra cautious and aware of COVID-19. I live in Florida, and I thought we passed the peak in January, but I was dead wrong. We're peaking like crazy right now. Every day, 20,000 people get sick with it. There's countless people in the ICU and dying right now. We have some portable morgues being brought in because we don't have place for the dead. It's going crazy in Florida, and I'm supposed to just go to school and then, you know, work and just be normal. And that's hard for me because I know the gravity of death and I know the gravity of health. A lot of people are taking it lightly because they themselves are healthy, but not everyone is healthy. I look healthy on the outside. So if I was walking around on campus or on the street, most people would think that, you know, I'm just a normal guy, but that's not the truth. The truth is I have leukemia. I'm at an increased risk for COVID, but people don't wear masks and masks don't protect you. It protects others. So by people not wearing masks, they're not protecting me because me wearing a mask and no one else, that doesn't do anything for me at all because it reduces what you put out, not what you intake. So I apologize for going off on a little bit of a rant there, but I hope you guys can understand at least a little bit of how I feel just participating in normal life now. And I know I don't speak for all cancer patients, but me specifically, I've definitely struggled with that. And the other thing I struggle with is social anxiety, which is also partly due to the awareness of all the germs and stuff that's around because, you know, normal people don't really worry about that, but I've been at the point where I have no immune system and my system is still very fragile and sensitive. So putting myself time and time again in situations where I'll be exposed to germs is probably not the smartest thing for me to do. Maybe it's okay if I do that, but maybe it's not. So the smartest thing for me to do is to just limit myself. And that's also something socially that I'm okay with because after isolating myself for treatment over the last year, I'm not used to social interaction, like big social interaction in a large group setting or just hanging out with friends or anybody because I've only talked with my family really in the last year. So even just normal social interactions, it's just kind of, in a way, it's just kind of exhausting. And it sounds bad, and that's just where I'm at. I recognize it, and I try to get over it, and I've been open with some people about it, and they've been loving and accepting and understanding. So it's just something to be aware of as a normal person. You know, I look healthy and all that, but that doesn't mean I always feel healthy. I'm constantly riddled with worrying about getting sick. I'm constantly riddled with just not even understanding how to fit in sometimes because I've been through the ringer. I've almost seen death and I've come out the other side. So I don't really value my time the same as other people because I know that I could have passed last November. And nobody knows when their time is, but most people aren't really thinking about that. And that's sort of something I think about more because of what I've been through and how close I've been. So anyone can die at any moment, but they don't normally think about that. So I've been struggling to fit in just because I feel like after everything I've been through and what I do have for the rest of my life, leukemia and donor cells inside of me, that I sort of had to live my life not accelerated per se, but more driven and more focused than what a normal college student lives their life during their college years. So we just have to live each day fulfillingly and give all glory to God because, once again, we don't know when our time is up. So it's just struggling to fit in the smallest ways because, you know, once again, after everything I've been through, you know, most people just can't understand or fathom. And this world can be so cold sometimes, like, I hate to keep bringing up COVID, but once again, you know, we see on the news and on the internet, 2,000 dead from COVID, like 2,000 people dead from COVID. But we just read that number and go, oh man, you know, and we keep scrolling. But that's 2,000 people that are dead with COVID. It's the same thing like with cancer. You know, I'm a person that's gone through cancer and most people don't even really know a lot about cancer. We just know that it's bad and, you know, that it affects stereotypically what most people think is that it affects either younger children or older adults. So when people see me, you know, then they're never going to think that I had cancer. And that's just something that I struggle to kind of fit in because people just they in a way can't understand what I went through. And even through explaining my whole experience, you know, some of the feelings and things that I have and that I've been through, like, there's just a sense of unrelatability to an average healthy person. So that's something that I have to work on to get over. And that's something that I also have been working on to get over, because it took me a long time in reflecting and trying to learn from my experiences. But that was one of the first things I noticed when I started living normally again, is that I'm sort of setting myself apart from everyone because of what I went through. And I'm sort of giving myself the identity of what I went through. I'm giving myself the identity of cancer. But cancer is not my identity. Cancer is what I went through. Because we're not defined by what we went through, but what we go through helps make us who we are. So learning that and trying to apply that to my life has been hard. It's been really hard. And a lot of times when I have thoughts that don't reflect that, I'll just have to stop and recognize it and be like, okay, no, I'm no different than this other guy right next to me. I'm no different than any of these other people. But in the same way, it's hard for me to believe that because of everything that I've been through and the trauma that I've experienced. So it'll definitely be an uphill battle to grow and learn from that, but it's something that is necessary and something that will really help me in the long term. And this leads me actually perfectly to the next part of the episode, which is lessons learned from leukemia. So it can sound contradictory and kind of hard to, you know, look back at my whole experience and think of it as a learning experience and realize that, you know, there are things to learn from there. But the truth is there are so many things that I can learn from there. And there's so many things that I should learn from there, because going through cancer isn't something that a normal person ever expects in their life. It's not something that a normal person knows a lot about. And I'm not that normal person anymore. I am someone who went through cancer. I'm a cancer survivor. So I should really learn from that and use that to really mold who I can be and who I want to be. So reflecting and trying to understand and learn from cancer, it's definitely a healing process as well. This whole podcast has been a really helpful form of reflective writing. And you guys don't see it, but when I sit down and record a podcast, sometimes it takes me multiple takes, but sometimes I'll just be sitting here talking and it's just all from my heart. And then I'll say something in words and then I'll realize how silly that sounds. And it's happened a lot last episode when talking about the mental aspects, and talking this episode as well with life after cancer and some of the lessons I've learned. Some of the things just sound really silly when I say them out loud, but the truth is that that's just how I'm feeling, and I have to recognize that. So it takes time, really, though, to process and understand everything. And it takes even more time to understand that we'll never really understand. And what I mean by that is that we'll never really understand everything about cancer and everything about what it means for our lives and what it means to who we are. Because as I mentioned, we're not defined by cancer, but rather we can let that help us to become who we are and who we want to be. But at the same time, that's just such a deep process and a deep part of life that every time I reflect on my cancer process, I realize and hone in on the different part of it. And it's something that for the rest of my life, I'm going to be reflecting on and learning different things about myself. But some of the lessons that I learned from cancer, I learned during the process of treatment and transplant. But a lot of them I've learned more recently in reflecting. So if you're someone who went through cancer listening to this, I encourage you to reflect and face those face the trauma. It's hard, but you just have to do it if you want to learn and heal. And same thing with any trauma, you know, if you want to learn from it, then you just have to not block it out, and you have to really reflect and address it. So I'll share some of those lessons that I learned and what I really learned about myself. One of the biggest things that cancer taught to me from the very get-go was my priorities in life. So when I was diagnosed, I was 19, I was in college, and I had just come back from FIU down in Miami living on my own. I had left, you know, moved out, and it was good. It was great. I really enjoyed my time there living on my own. I was independent, and I felt like I was chasing my dreams, which were to work in a record label. And I was studying music, which was awesome, and everything was great. But then when I got cancer, it really put things into perspective for me, because when I got cancer, it made me change my perspective on my own future and on life in general. And it made me realize that my love for family supersedes my love for any career. So when I got diagnosed, my mom and my dad and my whole family were incredibly supportive of me and loving, and it made me really realize how deep my connection was with them and how meaningful and valuable that was to me, and how much I wanted to have my own family one day and be able to support and love my own kids in that same way. So while I was in college and in high school, I never really thought about that, because I always knew, like, oh yeah, one day I'd be married, have kids, and that's fine. But my focus was on my career, which was going to be to work in a record label. And that kind of career takes a ton of time. You work a lot of evenings and nights, because that's when the industry is active. So going through cancer and realizing how important it was for me to have my own family one day and really love them and be there for them made me realize that maybe a career in the music industry wasn't good for me. Or not necessarily wasn't good for me, but wasn't the right career for me. And as soon as I started realizing how important family was for me, it just sort of flowed, and it's still flowing today to figure out what I want to do. But I want to work in a nonprofit cancer organization, or some kind of cancer organization where I can positively impact other patients and survivors. I think that's more meaningful and fulfilling to me now than it ever has been. I never would have thought about that 3 years ago, and I just can't see myself working in the music industry anymore, because I know that there's people out there with cancer who I can really impact. Another thing that I learned is that there is a huge community of people, of young adults, who are going through cancer and who have been adversely affected by cancer. And I think it's just awesome that social media gives us the ability to connect with people from different parts of the world and from different parts of the state and different parts of the country. And there's just a crazy connectivity that we have now to be able to reach each other and support each other. So I that's another reason why I really want to go into a cancer organization, because there's just so many young adults that just need that connection with other cancer patients. Because me personally, you know, I can talk with a healthy person about what I went through and everything, and you know, I'll get some empathy, and they usually, not usually, but they mean well. But when I talk with a cancer patient, it's like we're on the same page, the same exact page. We can talk like about the same things, and we can laugh about it, and we can you know, reflect, and it's hard to describe. But now that I'm healthy, I can't just move on from cancer, ignore it, bury it, and then go on with my life. No, I have to use my health and this opportunity to be there for others and really advocate for others, because cancer is a thing that's not just going to disappear overnight. It's not probably not going to disappear in my lifetime at all. Treatment will get better, medicine will advance, but it's never going to disappear. That's just the truth. So there's always going to be people fighting cancer. And I use the word fighting because I learned that's exactly what it is. Every day it's a fight. And you can talk to any cancer patient about this, I'm sure. But when I hear people say, or if I read somewhere, someone says they lost the battle to cancer, I lose it. I mentally lose it, because there's no such thing as losing the battle to cancer. You win the battle to cancer every day that you're here. There's no such thing as losing to cancer. You win every day. I won multiple times. All cancer patients win multiple times. You don't lose a battle to cancer. The battle's just over. So the correct thing that I would want people to say, if I ended up dying from cancer, I would want people to just say that I passed from cancer. Because saying that they lost the battle to cancer implies that there was something that they could do to win that battle, or that they didn't fight enough, they didn't try hard enough. But that's not the case. It's out of our hands sometimes. You know, we can fight on the day to day, and we do fight on the day to day just to get out of bed, just to eat sometimes. But ultimately, a lot of it is out of our hands, and to say that they lost the battle is just unfair, because they didn't. Yes, it is a battle, but you don't lose the battle. You win it multiple times, every day, every minute sometimes. That's just my thoughts. Another thing that I learned is that you can never really know yourself completely, because we're constantly changing, and our situation is constantly changing. So I knew myself decently before cancer and before diagnosis, but now I don't want to say completely different person, but I am no longer the same as I was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. I am a much different person. And do I mourn and grieve to be the former person? I do, frequently, especially in large social settings and everyday life. I wish that I never had cancer or had to go through cancer, but I did, and I'm here. I'm still here. So I have to take advantage of who I am and the experience that I went through and learn and grow from it. And grieving for former self is something that's probably not gonna end anytime soon. And that's just something that I have to address and heal from. So you can see that it's pretty hard for me personally to just go back to being a normal young adult, and a normal college student after going through cancer treatment and diagnosis and transplant. It's a learning and a healing process that'll take time. It'll take a lot of time. But I'm open to realizing the adverse ways that treatment has affected me in returning to normal life now. And I'm open to healing and addressing them. And that's so important. But another thing that I didn't mention earlier when talking about life after cancer was GVHD, graft versus host disease, where the donor cells attack my organs, and other types of cancers. Those are both things that I have to be proactive against for the rest of my life, and be really aware of and preventative. So, for example, GVHD can affect a lot of different organs. It can affect your skin, your eyes, your liver, your GI tract. And those cells are in me forever. So it can happen at any moment. It can happen right now, tomorrow, 5 years from now. Anytime those donor cells just want to attack, they can go ahead. And same with cancer. There's so many different types of cancer, but don't read into that. It just gets scary. So I'm at a higher risk because of everything I went through. So I live a preventative lifestyle. And what does that lifestyle look like? It looks like not drinking, not smoking, making sure I form healthy eating habits, and exercising frequently or daily. And these are all things that honestly, they feel really good after transplant. Exercising feels great. After being basically debilitated for the whole of treatment, I mean, I couldn't even do push-ups at all. Even after transplant, I couldn't do push-ups. And so exercising now feels good. And eating well also feels good because I think my taste buds changed a little bit after everything I went through. I don't really have a sweet tooth, so it's easier for me to eat healthy, and eat healthy regularly. And the other thing that I have to be very cautious against is actually the sun. So I mentioned both GVHD and cancer. Those are both things that the sun can bring on. So continued exposure to the sun can cause skin cancer. But in the shorter term, it can cause skin GVHD, where you can get like rashes and other things. And GVHD is something that is chronic. It can stick with you for life because you always have those donor cells in you. So I have to be very careful with the sun now. So even if I'm just walking just from point A to point B in a normal day, but the sun's beating, I live in Florida, I still have to be careful with that. So I mostly wear a lot of long sleeves and pants, but it's hard, especially as a young adult, because, you know, going to the beach and tanning and, you know, just doing things normally isn't really an option for me. I got to worry about the sun because that's honestly probably going to be the biggest enemy from here on out, because it can just lead to a lot of different things. But in the short term, it can lead to GVHD, which is something I do not want any part of. And I've been blessed so far to have not deal with any GVHD. So really my life now is about building healthy habits physically, eating well, not smoking, not drinking, staying active. But overall though, it's a much different life than I envisioned for myself a year and a half ago. And it's a much different life than I envisioned for myself a year ago as I was going through treatment. In one way, I'm extraordinarily blessed to be here healthy today, sharing my story. But on the other hand, the fact that I do have a story to share means that I do have cancer and I did go through that. So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword, but most days I lean towards the side that, hey man, I overcame that. You know, that's crazy what I went through and where I'm at now. But overall, the life that I live every day now is it looks normal to a lot of people, but to me it feels heavier than normal. And that's okay. But despite all that, I'm still able to come on here for the last 6 weeks and share my story with you guys and be vulnerable and really just reflect on this podcast, because that's what it's been. It's been a huge form of healing reflection. And to me, sometimes it sounds like I'm rambling for a little bit, but if you're listening to this, I hope that you can get even the smallest thing out of it. I just really hope to reach the right people and inspire and really just positively impact anyone out there who has ears. But that's about all I have for this episode. So I just wanted to again say thank you so much for the unwavering support and the immense support that I've received for the podcast. Who knows what the future brings? Maybe I'll bring the podcast back and we'll explore some different aspects of cancer. Maybe we'll explore some other things. But overall, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. And I hope that everyone was able to get something out of this. And yeah, that's all I have. So This is me signing off. Until next time.